You're listening to There You Are, Jesus, podcasting modern-day evidence of personal interactions with God and our loved ones who now live with God in His kingdom. Our content is Bible-based with a focus on what God is doing during our lifetime, modern-day evidence, ranging from direct, irrefutable eyewitness to indirect, circumstantial coincidence. From regaining consciousness between death and medical resuscitation, to multi-layered coincidences that occur with a little too much relevance, timing, and repetition to be anything other than divine synchronicity. We have about 100 posts of content on our blog site at There You Are Jesus that began in 2013 and now have a podcast series that began in 2023. Our content has evolved into four different categories, ranging from three coincidental categories to one direct evidence of the afterlife category. The names of the categories are Eyewitness Afterlife, and also Nature, Numbers, and Everyday Things. We've done four episodes thus far. This is episode number five. The first four episodes have featured some of the various aspects of our direct and irrefutable evidence from the category called Eyewitness Afterlife, which you can also access on thereyouarejesus.com anytime in both written form under the category Eyewitness Afterlife and also in podcast form where they're both are located on the homepage of thereyouarejesus.com. And today I want to give you a preview of our multi-layered coincidences. We haven't talked about those yet, so far as the podcast goes, which are similar to indirect circumstantial evidence in a court of law, meaning any one piece of evidence by itself doesn't prove anything. However, when they start piling up, eventually they become a preponderance of evidence by way of the sheer volume of these coincidences, thereby proving beyond a reasonable doubt that they are actually divine, spiritual synchronicities rather than just a random coincidence. Spiritual synchronicities are perfectly aligned to deliver a message, provide guidance and reassurance that we're on the right path. Albert Einstein even had an interesting quote. He says, "Coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous without having to give you a miracle of direct, but anonymous, indirect." So a coincidence is not a miracle, but a coincidence is indirect evidence that can still prove beyond a reasonable doubt when you have enough of it to reach a preponderance, and that's what we have. Direct evidence, on the other hand, is much more convincing. Sometimes one standalone piece of direct evidence is enough to prove something to be true, like the momentary death I had where you actually regain consciousness and go see and experience the life that continues to exist when we shed our human body. I just happened to be medically resuscitated back into my human body here in this life on Earth, and now I'm here to talk about it. And it's all good news. It's really good news. We don't die. Our human body does. It'll eventually expire, just like everybody's, but we don't. Our vision, memory, emotions, and hearing don't. Our awareness. It's just like you are now. You're sitting there, you have vision, memories, emotions, and hearing all intact. The only difference is you don't have your human body and all the pain that goes along with it. But you're still alive after you leave this planet. We're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. And when our human body dies, we regain consciousness on the other side of death. And that's where we find all of our loved ones who left this planet before us. That's the good news.
There you are.
You've heard of seen and unseen. That's out of 2 Corinthians 4:18 from the Bible. It says, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." So right now we are in a temporary world. We're here, probably about 100 years, maybe if we're lucky. But that's the expiration date of our human body, not of our conscious life. It's amazing. And so the question is, well, how can we communicate between the seen and the unseen? Us on earth, the seen, and those who are alive and perfectly fine without their human body, the unseen. So how do we communicate with them? Well, let me tell you about coincidences that pile up into a preponderance of evidence. Since 2013, when I saw that visual miracle interrupt my prayer, stop the words of my desperate prayer with a high-definition vision, about a 30-second movie type of a vision, silent movie, but with high-definition colors, seven colors streaming up, seven spirits of God, it turns out to be, I found out later. When I saw that visual miracle, that is when I gave my life to Jesus, September 29th, 2013, and that is when I began being driven by two questions. What did I see, and why did I see it? I just had my antenna up for anything that was unexplained. And what I ended up collecting was a whole bunch of coincidences. As a way to try to organize the growing number of coincidences, I labeled each one by the common threads that I could identify within the multiple layers of the coincidences. And those common threads became the names of the categories of evidence, which include nature, numbers, and everyday things. In addition to those three categories of crazy coincidences, I have one category for direct and irrefutable evidence named eyewitness afterlife, and that is my death experience. But my one rock during all those years of uncertainty while documenting coincidences was the visual miracle of 2013. That's how I knew this road was worth traveling, and I didn't give up. It took 7 years to answer those two questions. All right, how about some lessons learned? Because I've definitely learned a few things. Anytime you see something that makes you say, wow, what a crazy coincidence, don't ignore it. Don't blow it off and forget it like I used to do. Explore it. Why was it such a crazy coincidence? What exactly came together and happened simultaneously that delivered a message to you addressing a situation you're in? If you've seen a coincidence, okay, you've received a communication. And that's one-way communication. But ideally, we want to have two-way communications between the seen and the unseen. We're the seen on earth. The unseen are no longer on earth, but still alive and conscious. So how do we communicate with them? If you'd like two-way communications with God, such as sending an intentional coincidence or a prayer that comes deep from within your heart, we can thoroughly examine these options another time on another episode. But for now, I have three articles on my website, thereyouarejesus.com, that you can refer to. These are written posts. The titles are Sending a Message Using Heaven's Language of Coincidence, Incredible Realizing Two-Way Communications with Loved Ones, and Foundation of Language Between Heaven and Earth. Those are three different posts that will fill you in more on this. One more thing I want to do is give you an example. Simply one of the many coincidences I have studied. The situation was with my mom. She died in 2014 on March 1st, and she was in hospice for a month before she died. And we made plans. We made definite plans to find a way to communicate with each other after she gets to heaven. The key was using her favorite bird. She loved feeding birds, and eastern bluebirds were one of her favorites. So we made an agreement that bluebirds, anytime I'm thinking, saying, or doing anything for her, the appearance of a bluebird to come and look at me is a sign that she is communicating with me. She died on March 1st, March 8th. She was buried. We're standing in line. We're out at the church. Everybody's in the church. The casket is just outside the church. My sister, my dad, and I are standing behind the casket containing my mom, and we're getting ready to go in to have the funeral service. And what do we hear? A bluebird singing from the tree right next to where we're standing, out of the blue, right out of the agreement that my mom and I made with each other. Multiple times we discussed this agreement while she was in hospice the month before she passed. So that was the day of her funeral, March 8th. It happened again when I was at her gravesite on her birthday, April 13th. Again on Mother's Day in 2014. And again, when I went to pick up the car keys, the keys to her car that she had willed to me. I went, it was a July 4th weekend, pulled into a parking lot, and a bluebird flew right in front of my windshield while I was parking. It landed about 20 feet to my left, turned and looked at me. Looked at me long enough for me to get my camera bag, unzip the bag, get the camera out, turn it on, turn, point, and shoot. And that camera, that picture is now on my website. The bluebird you see in some of the posts about coincidences and coincidental communication, that is an actual piece of evidence. She also gave me something else to identify herself. And I had recorded a video of her in 2007 on New Year's, and it was just like a one-minute video. I'm in the kitchen. I just got home, and we're talking, and she's all excited, and I get my phone camera out and record it. My point is this. When I downloaded that video from my camera to my computer, the computer gave it an automatic name, and that name is IM0112. IM0112. Now compare that to the signature I've recognized when Jesus communicates with me or gives me a coincidence. 1112. Hers, 112, is actually a part of God's 1112 insofar as God's relationship with me. And the reason these numbers are relevant to me is because 1112, 1112, in other words, is my birthday, November 12th. So God has a way of getting your attention. Your numbers will probably not be my numbers, but God has numbers for you that are unique to you. He knows you as well as you know yourself. So now, with these two sets of numbers in mind, 0112 and 1112, let me read to you a passage I found in the Bible that previews how our relationships will continue after we leave this planet Earth. It also articulates what my two spiritual numbers illustrate, which is, I am in you and you are in me. The scripture comes from John 14, 16, and 21. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. It's the name of the chapter. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and will be with you forever. On that day, you'll realize that I am in the Father, you are in me, and I am in you. So when you find yourself chasing a hunch and breaking new ground in the sphere of human understanding all by yourself, and can sometimes feel crazy, it sure does feel good to find some corroborating evidence that is significantly related to the topic you're breaking new ground in. And when that corroborating evidence is documented in the Bible, after years of asserting spiritual claims based solely on my own research of my own life's experience, it sure is reassuring to find validation, especially when it's written in the Bible scripture. Thank you, Jesus, my true Lord and Savior, and my true friend and partner, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm John LeVay on thereyouarejesus.com, publishing evidence of modern-day interactions with God. You can contact me directly by email, john@thereyouarejesus.com. That's john@thereyouarejesus.com, where our number one goal is to deliver the message I was given at God's throne about the seven spirits of God, which is to tell people about them because they're much more important in heaven than they are to people on earth, and people on earth need to know this. Their names are knowledge, understanding, wisdom, Holy Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, counsel, might, and fear of our Lord Jesus Christ. And fear of our Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out everything we offer on thereyouarejesus.com, and God bless you and your loved ones always.
There you are.